The next time we had a flood, a young man came, he said, the next time I looked out and saw the water in the street, and my brother was here. And I had him to get up, and he got up. They had gone to bed, but I had brought some girls here to stay with me, and I had told them that sometimes we didn't have to leave. Sometimes we had to leave home.
Yes, ma'am.
And they were from Prentice here doing practice teaching. So anyway, we weren't here an hour before I looked out there and the water running over the street.
Mm.
So I had to get my brother up and I had to get my mother up and get her some things. And my brother got in the car and he kept warning me about coming. And I was trying, I had to get her something. I had to get me something to put on. I didn't know how long I was going to be out. And we went off. He took us off. He came back and he had some boots that he used when he was in Detroit. And he put those boots on and he came home. And the next morning I called down and he said the water had got on the porch. And he was just, he guessed he would have to leave. But that's all the father water got.
Hmm.
And he stayed here. And the house was just like we left it, just no water and nothing. So the next time it came, I just didn't know what to do. And I just thought maybe it would be just like it was when he was here.
Yes, ma'am.
So my friend, the same people that we stayed with on here, her husband came down. He says, sister's looking for you. And she said, you come right on up there. I said, all right, we get ready. And after a while, we began to get ready. And he kept running. I said, well, you have to get my suitcases down. So he got the suitcases down. And he'd go out on, look out on the streets watching the water. And after a while he came, he said, water's coming. Mobile Street. All Mobile Street said, y'all just have to come out. And he just stood at the switch to pull the light. I said, you wait till we get out. So we got out. And when we got out, the water was in the street.
Mm.
And we, my sister drove on the sidewalk. She didn't get in this there. She drove on the sidewalk and we went up on the hill to his house.
Yes, ma'am.
And the next morning, he stayed out here all night helping people. And the next morning, first thing he told my sister, said, sister, your car's covered with water. And she was in my car, and he told her her car was covered. And sure enough, she couldn't use her car, she had to sell it.
Mm.
We stayed up there 3 or 4 days. I came down in 3 days. The third day I came down, and a week was able to get in the house, but the water was had been in here, and we had to do a lot of cleaning before we got in there.
Yes, ma'am.
So, it was in the afternoon we came, and I said, well, we won't start. We'll come back in the morning. We came back the next day and began to clean up and got to scrub up and all that water and stuff, you know, I mean, all that mud and stuff, you know, was in there. We had to get it all out, and finally we we went back up there and we stayed. So they told, don't come back, don't stay down there, because until you got everything fixed.